What were you doing on Monday? Last Monday? A month ago? Last year? 2 years ago? A decade ago? 3 decades ago on Monday? No idea, of course. You're just having a laugh, aren't you? The thing is, we all have red letter days that are indelibly written into our consciousness. And when an email came out of the blue reminding me about September the 12th, 1982, I was surprised how much I could remember about the day. I was a DJ on Piccadilly Radio in Manchester. Piccadilly doesn't exist anymore except in people's memories. But those memories, boy, they're powerful. The programme controller had an idea to turn the night times into teenage pop nights, a bit like Radio Luxembourg used to be. I'd done a stint on Luxie, so he asked me to take it on and blow all the opposition out of the water. I did. I got a Sony Award and beat all of Radio 1 in the Smash Hits poll of 1985. First of all, be utterly and exclusively pop. Talk fast, big up the pop acts and get teenagers on air acting like teenagers. I put together a team to answer the phones and to do daft homemade poppy jingles. Sort out the post. Quaint, isn't it, to think people had to write in. Those helpers included a student, Andy Bird, now CBE and head of Disney, and a young Chris Evans. The show began on Monday night, September the 12th, 1982, and the first record I played was Adam Ant's Goody Two Shoes. Now, how do I remember that? Well, because I liked it, and I played it over and over that night, about 6 times in 2 hours, as I recall. You don't hear that these days when the playlist is determined by computer. I gave away copies of the record, interviewed Adam, probably asked him what his favourite shoe colour was or something utterly unimportant like that, and then moved on to the next day. I've no idea what we did the next day, but that first Timmy on the Tranny pop show on Piccadilly was important enough for someone aged 12 to record it on her cassette player and fall in love with Adam Ant. And now, in her 40s, she's reminded me how night after night she'd listen in, write in, get in trouble with her mum. And now she's off to see Adam Ant on tour this month. One show, on one day, one daft idea had a big impact on someone's life. And then this morning on Twitter was a tweet from Johnny Concrete of Coventry. He's done a great video called Back in the Day I Used to Watch Whack-A-Day. Have a look on YouTube. A show that was put together in an emergency when Roland Ratt left to join the BBC on the Friday and school holidays started on the Monday. There'll be a date for that too, and I'm sure someone will remind me. So when we have a brainwave and start something new and different, it might well have an effect on other people. Good luck.